It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three of the program, that is the number for you to bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we're talking about drugs, talking about parenting. And how just say no might be the wrong thing to teach your kids.
Doesn't seem like the right thing to me.
Right. When it comes to drugs, alcohol, I'm including alcohol in the term drugs there, drugs and alcohol, though that's usually what people say, because they're all, you know, potentially dangerous. And if we aren't teaching our kids how to handle them safely, if we aren't being honest, if parents aren't being honest with their kids, then inevitably there's going to come a time, maybe you'll get lucky and it won't happen to your kids, but inevitably there's going to come a time where they're going to be given the opportunity to try these things, and they might just do them in a very unsafe manner.
And they might sort of end up not believing you in your parenting role.
Yeah, that could do some serious credibility damage.
It really can. You know, if you say drugs are bad, pot'll make you crazy. You know, whatever it is that you come up with, you know, it can shoot credibility down.
I'd have to say that's the gateway more than anything else, Mark. From my life's experience, at least, and I'd love to hear from you and what your experience was like. 1-800-259-9231. I'd have to say that was the gateway effect, because what ended up happening, it wasn't that when I smoked marijuana, I immediately wanted to run out and do other drugs. In fact, for the longest time, I didn't. For the longest time, I always said, no, I don't want to do other drugs because marijuana is natural. And those other drugs are not natural, so I don't want to do that stuff. So marijuana wasn't a gateway drug at all. But I think what the gateway was finding out that I'd been lied to, was finding out that what they had told me about marijuana was wrong, that it was misinformation.
And likely your parents don't know a great deal about marijuana. I don't know.
Oh, I know for a fact.
Okay.
My dad used to have hair that was down to his waist.
Mother doesn't know a darn thing about marijuana.
Yeah, my dad was born in 1950. That would have made him about 19 years old when, you know, the hippie movement was peaking in 1969.
Seems like a reasonable assumption.
So, he definitely knew something about it. It just never was discussed, probably because of my mother's influence. It was never discussed at home. And so I think what the gateway effect was that I found out when I smoked marijuana that I'd been lied to. And immediately, maybe not immediately, but eventually I came to understand that they must have lied about the other things, too. And, well, what other things out there? Why is it that the government doesn't want people to do these things? What is it about these other drugs? Mushrooms, for instance, LSD, whatever. Why is it that ecstasy? Why is it that the government wants to prohibit this? Is there something more to it than it's just bad? Maybe there is something more to it. And so I ended up exploring the other ones as well. Not all of them. I've never done meth. I've never done cocaine, heroin, the hardest of the hard drugs. I have no interest in that. But eventually you start hearing things. When you hang around the drug culture, I think that's another factor. Because when you do marijuana, you're inevitably going to be around other people that are also marijuana users, that are also more likely, perhaps, to be using other drugs, and they'll start telling you things about them. They'll start telling you the things you didn't learn in DARE class, mm-hmm. and it makes you more curious, and you want to know what it's all about.
And the things that these people are telling aren't necessarily so. I mean, do you really want a stoned 17-year-old telling your kids the truth about marijuana, the truth about LSD, or, you know, the
his
facts,
interpretation.
Let's call it facts about marijuana and facts about LSD. And not to say that they are, in fact, facts. They're just the beliefs of this stoned 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is not the person I want teaching my kid. Do I think there's an end to this? I absolutely do. You know, as far as teaching my kid about alcohol, I fully intend to, you know, do that. As far as teaching my kid about marijuana, I'm a little on the fence. As far as teaching my kid about LSD,
send him over here. I'll teach him about it.
Yeah, I bet you would. teaching my kid about LSD? No, thanks. I don't intend to do that. I intend to tell them about it and tell them about my experiences and give them some horror stories. But I don't really consider marijuana to be dangerous. I can tell you that my wife would not, think it's a good idea for me to, you know, be around while my kid smokes pot or something like that. But
Well, she's indoctrinated. I mean, I like your wife and everything. Mm-hmm. She's a nice lady. But she was a drug counselor for a long time.
Sure.
So she's gotten quite the brunt of the propaganda, I imagine.
Yeah.
Has she ever smoked it?
She has. She said she didn't get any effect. And
that's what a lot of people say the first time they try marijuana.
I didn't the first time.
Yeah, a lot of people, they either, I believe it's just because they don't know what they're doing.
I don't
but
know.
Maybe something else.
I don't know. I knew how to smoke cigarettes, I can tell you that.
Yeah, some people, you know, it takes them a few tries. Well, anyway, would love to have your thoughts here. Let's go on screen to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Siggy.
Siggy.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to comment on that story about drugs. Have you heard about Dubai's drug laws?
Dubai?
Yeah.
No, I guess I haven't heard anything about that.
I
know they've got tall buildings.
Yeah, I've got a Dubai story right in front of me, as a matter of fact.
It's about a guy who was found with a speck of marijuana on his shoe.
Yep.
He's facing a four-year sentence.
And yeah, he sure is. He's been sentenced to it.
I also want to say, what inspired me to take to chase the dragon.
What's the dragon?
Smoke opium.
Opium, okay.
Yeah, was Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, there is a book completely written by someone who was real high.
Yeah, it does sort of seem that way.
I have some news. We're very early stages, but there is a talk among libertarians here of a free state project, UK.
Hmm. Really? I know there was a free state Europe idea floating around out there at one point. I don't know whatever became of it. But I say go for it.
No, I say, you know, what I say is, you know, sign up for the Free State Project here. And I'm not saying don't try something there, but sign up for this one here. And some of you will manage to get here, and some of you won't. But at the very least, I think that trying to get here, you know, it'll increase these numbers. And it's hard enough diluting the process.
Anyways, I was going to suggest, if anybody is interested, who's listening to the show in the UK, check out the Open Liberty Alliance and a guy called Ed Joyce. He's quite interested in the idea.
Very good, Ziggy. Thanks for the call tonight. I'll try to get to the Dubai story if we get a chance. I've got it right here. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Julia is joining us a little late in the evening, but better late than never. Hello there.
Hi.
All right. We, as you heard when you were coming in, are talking about the drug situation when it comes to parents and the just say no mentality, many of the lies that are told that kids find out, you know, down the line that they just weren't true, and how that affects young people and what the right way to raise kids would be. Now, Julia.
That's actually one of the only reasons I've ever wanted children.
So you could get them high?
No. No.
What do you mean?
When I weigh out the pros and cons, at least at this point in my life of having children, one of the only pros that I could ever think of was it bothered the way my mother and father raised me, the things that they didn't tell me and were afraid to talk about always really bothered me. And my mom is convinced that you just can't have an honest relationship with your kid. If you tell your kid that pot's not so bad, man, you are in a world of trouble. And I just like to prove her wrong.
Yeah, that's nonsense. And it's just not from my experience. As I said before, my biggest turning point, had to be when I found out that my mentor smoked marijuana, my mentor in the radio business, Bob Garrett. He's still on the air today. He's, you know, successful guy. He hosts a morning show today. And in fact, he's even quit drinking, as a matter of fact, because drinking was harming his life.
It's more harmful for you than marijuana, from what I can tell,
in a very tangible way. And I was even shocked at one point. Not only did I find out that he smoked marijuana, but at one point he did the evening shift. And after he got off the air in the radio business, they usually have you, you know, wearing several hats.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he would do after he got off the air was do some production work, that means he would go into a different studio and he would have assignments from the sales department, and they would say, okay, well, we need you to read this advertisement for so-and-so and record it into the system. And he would go out and get high before he would do his production work.
Hmm.
Now, he wouldn't do it before he went on the air, but he'd do it before production. And I asked him, why do you do that, Bob? Because, you know, I still sort of inculcated in my anti-drug propaganda. And he said it just helped him. He felt it helped him be a little bit more creative in the production studio. And I was dumbfounded by this at the time. More on the way. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. Free Talk Live. Adam-Eve.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Then, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. We're talking about drugs and young people in America, lies the government tells, parenting, a whole variety of things here. In fact, got an email about psilocybin mushrooms here in a moment, but first we go to the phones and talk to Jeff calling from Cincinnati. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Do you know what station you're listening to, perchance?
No, I don't. I actually lost reception there a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay. All right, just curious. It sounded like an unknown station to us. But anyway, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I'm calling about, I agree 100% that we shouldn't teach our kids to just say no. Because obviously that's just going to pique their curiosity, and inevitably they're gonna smoke marijuana anyway. What I don't agree with is you had mentioned a case about a parent giving their 11-year-old, I believe, beer and marijuana at their birthday party.
Yeah.
I think at some point you have to draw the line at age. An 11-year-old hasn't had the life experience to be able to decide whether or not that's something that they want to do. I mean, they're not even in high school yet at that age, and you could be teaching them something that later on down the road they're going to say, man, I wish I never got into that in the first place. So I think that, and I mean, I smoke marijuana, and I didn't start until I was 18, actually.
Okay.
And I made that choice on my own. It had nothing to do with my parents. I just think it at a certain age, you know, and I don't know what that age is. Maybe it's
right. Now,
16,
Jeff, let's explore it just for a second, shall we?
Sure.
Now, let's not address the fact that this woman gave three of her daughter's friends marijuana and alcohol at this birthday party. Let's simply address that she gave her daughter marijuana and alcohol at 11 years old, on her 11th birthday. Now,
yeah.
What age do you think that kids start getting... well, first off, before you go on, we go on that. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana?
I think alcohol.
Okay, alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana. At what age do kids in Europe start getting wine with meals and parents start addressing, you know, wine with kids in Europe?
Pretty young, younger than in Western civilization, for sure.
Okay, so like 4, 5, 6...
I don't know about that. Yeah, I'm not sure, really.
When they can start holding a fork.
Sure.
That's pretty accurate. So there we have kids in Europe being, introduced to, it's diluted alcohol. It's not, it ain't Jack Daniel's.
It's wine or something.
Right. But they're being introduced to alcohol at ages as young as 5 and 6 years old. But you just said that alcohol was more dangerous than marijuana. So, I mean.
Jamaica. At church, young girls and boys smoke marijuana in Jamaica.
So that same age range.
Yes.
Well, having said that, too, and going back to the example you said about Europe, that's more of a cultural thing. I mean, I don't think it has to do with getting drunk so much as it's a custom. It's, you know, drinking wine with meals mm-hmm. is an accepted thing there. I think in the Western world, it's a little bit different when... You know, when you've got a mother giving a kid marijuana and beer at a party, you know, you're basically making a choice for them that I don't think that they're ready to make at that point.
No.
And believe me, I'm actually all for marijuana. I'm actually from Canada, and I'm, mm-hmm. I'm for legalization of marijuana. However, I think that at a certain age, you know, you can make that decision, but at a certain age, you're not capable of making that decision. Your parents shouldn't be... You know, shouldn't be aiding in that decision at that point.
Well, I was just going to say not necessarily, only because I don't, if I'd smoked marijuana at age 11, I wouldn't like it. I would probably not smoke it again for many years because I'd be coughing and I wouldn't appreciate the taste. So to me, giving me marijuana at 11 would have been pretty much meaningless.
Okay.
Jeff, here's what I'd like to know from you. What do you propose? I mean, you're saying that you think there should be an age. What do you propose?
Well, I think that it's important that parents inform their kids. You know, I agree 100%. Don't say, just say no. I think that you educate them about it, and you say, you know, when you get to, and this is the question, is the age, a certain age, then go ahead and make the decision, but don't provide it for them. I think that's
so
right.
What are you proposing as far as a punishment? Let's say I disagree with you and that I have kids and I believe that the best way to educate my kids about marijuana is to allow them to experience it. What are you going to do to me?
Well, let me answer that first by saying, what if it was cigarettes? I mean,
what if?
I mean, that's a health risk. You're putting your children at risk of
developing. I'll go back to what Mark said earlier. What about the people that that say that eating cheeseburgers is unhealthy? I mean, should we be preventing parents from buying their kids sugary cereals and cheeseburgers?
Well, I mean, yeah, then you're getting into where do you draw the line?
Well, you see, this is a slippery slope, isn't it, Jeff? I mean, this is a very dangerous slippery slope because it's not going to be you or I that draws the line, right? It's going to be government bureaucrats that are going to be making these decisions, and that's who is making the decisions today.
I'd say most people would not give their 11-year-old
beer. I agree with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I would give my 11-year-old beer. I don't think maybe marijuana. I'm not sure. I honestly don't have children, but I don't think it's a common case. I think most people would agree with you, Jeff.
Would you say, Jeff, though, that the children's lives aren't made any better by arresting and punishing the parent for this?
I agree 100%. They're not. They're definitely not made any better. But another thing is, we're also teaching our kids if we are to say, okay, go ahead and drink beer and smoke marijuana. We're teaching them to be selective in the laws that they choose to abide by.
That's what I would teach my kids.
Right, but everybody's going to grow up at a certain point and say, you know, they're going to weigh the pros and cons and make their own decisions as to what laws they're going to abide by. However, mm-hmm. I don't think that at that age you should be teaching kids to be selective in that respect.
Why not?
Well, it's too young. I just don't think they have the life experience to have.
Do you have kids?
Really? No, I mean, it's the patient, it's the parents making a decision. No, I don't have kids.
I don't have kids either, okay? Now, in fact, none of us in this room do. Mark's going to have one soon. But I don't have kids either. But I do know that from what I've seen, I think a lot of parents and a lot of people, adults in general, tend to look down on kids as though they're inferior to them. And certainly in some ways they are mentally, they're just not as well developed. But I think they don't give kids as much credit as they deserve. And I think kids can make a lot more decisions than people realize that they can.
Especially
well,
if you treat them like they can.
I don't think adults can make very good decisions either.
I agree with that. But also, you know, when I was 10 years old, if I had my way and my parents didn't say no, I probably would have a tattoo of a Bon Jovi album cover on my arm right now.
You are from Canada, after all.
Now, looking back, I'm glad that they said no to that. And I think that if you relate that to marijuana or alcohol or whatever vice, if you want to call it a vice, you want to relate it to, I'm sure there would be a lot of kids that if their parents had just let them do as they please at a young age, a lot of those are going to grow up and look back and say, man, I wish my parents would have been a little bit more.
I agree. I just don't think we should throw parents in jail for making decisions other than my own.
Right.
In that area.
Parents are always going to make decisions we disagree with, and they're going to raise their kids in ways that we wouldn't do. But freedom is all about letting them do that. Thanks for the call, Jeff. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NUTRI, medical.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com. And you can create, you can edit. It's like the listener editable version of our website. It's free, of course, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest's mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Talk to Tony in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tony.
How you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Drugs.
Drugs are literally on your mind tonight, or are you just talking about?
No, I'm not on drugs. It's a good conversation. I don't know if I caught everything. So it sounds like someone gave their 11-year-old daughter and the friends drugs.
Yeah, they gave them some marijuana and some alcohol at a party, and then they were brought up on contributing to a delinquency of a minor charges.
Well, you know, I think my only comment on that would be that apparently this mother was not aware that we live in a police state.
Yeah.
I guess another comment I'd have on that is that the government has done a great job of sidetracking us from the real issue. You know, we're debating as to whether, drugs are good or bad or not. That's almost irrelevant. Because I think if you left that to the freedom of people, especially parents, to decide what they would want to give their kids or not, but it sidetracks people from the issue that there's allegations that the government are the ones actually shipping the drugs in, and maybe that's why they want the drugs to be illegal so that they can make the money off of it.
Yeah,
and I'm going off of things. You know, there was a news report I just read today that three planes captured, you know, with connections to the CIA, and there was another one, Yucatan plane got ran out of gas or something, and it was a CIA airplane.
It's difficult to know whether, I mean, certainly some government officials are involved in drugs. They get caught all the time, and it's difficult to know whether the government itself, the CIA itself, is involved in it or not. But
or if it's just the individual.
It could very well be, and none of these allegations would ever, you know, mean anything, because the people that are against drugs say, you know, they just block that off in their minds. They say, nah, phooey, the CIA would never do that. Drugs are bad, and the government is good. You know, they block that off, but this wouldn't be an issue if we would allow Americans to make decisions about what they put on their bodies.
Well, I agree with you. You know, and by the way, I was over in Europe this summer, and one of the countries I visited was France.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 14-year-olds in the bar drinking beer and little cups of cappuccino and stuff like that with the rest
of the
people.
You mean the world didn't catch on fire?
That's right, yeah.
Were they stumbling around like idiots?
Yeah, were they S-faced?
No, they weren't.
No, of course
they weren't. They were like the rest of the adults.
Wow, that's amazing.
They weren't bouncing all up and down the walls or anything like that.
When you treat children like adults instead of children, it's just amazing what the results are.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tony. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It really does make you wonder sometimes about the government, people, and their motivations to continue this war on drugs. I think it's a combination of things. I think Tony was certainly onto something when he pointed out that certainly there's been evidence that continues to come out about government bureaucrats in high-level organizations like the CIA being involved in running drugs. Certainly there's good evidence for that. I think there are a variety of different answers, though. I think one is that there are the true believers. There are those that really believe that drugs are bad and it's their job to eradicate them from the world. And I think the true believers are probably in the minority, however. I think most of them are probably, if they're not moving the drugs themselves, they like getting the money to fight the drug war. They like that, and they like the adrenaline rushes they get, especially the SWAT teams and the cops. They really like the adrenaline boost they get from going after drug dealers and raiding people's homes. So there's that factor. And, of course, the police chiefs love having that federal drug money come in. So, and then there is the corruption issue where you actually have cops selling drugs and dealing drugs. And it's not just the CIA. It's also the local, the street cops. It's the sheriffs. So the problem is spread all over the place. It's not just the federal government. It's also your local sheriff as well. He needs to be questioned, too, as far as his allegiances. And it really is interesting, too, because when a drug legalization, like a ballot initiative, for instance, comes up, or a piece of legislation to re-legalize something like marijuana, something arguably nearly harmless, comes up. The police chiefs are the one that come out, the ones that come out, the Association of Police Chiefs here in New Hampshire, for instance, recently, they sent their chief, the head of the organization, to testify against a marijuana decriminalization bill. And he brought out all the old propaganda about marijuana as to why this shouldn't happen, and it's, you know, this is a terrible idea, and it really, it's just nonsense, because the police, they love to claim that, well, we only enforce the laws. That's all we're doing. We're just following orders. But that's nonsense, because when a re-legalization effort comes up, it's the police chiefs that are fighting against it. So they're not just enforcing the laws.
They're using their political weight to try to make the laws and keep bad laws around.
Exactly. In fact, this particular police chief was actually sort of hemming around the issue of possibly bringing back alcohol prohibition.
Oh,
simply because it would have been consistent with his position.
Right.
That government knows best and government should control these things. And so, no, the police aren't just enforcing the laws. They're actively looking to, you know, to curry favor for the laws and to keep the laws around so they can keep their police bureaucracy going at full speed ahead and continue raking in the federal dollars to fight the war on drugs and continue filling jail cells full of innocent people that have never harmed another person in their lives. These people, they're either corrupt or they're just sickly addicted to the money. I think that's a form of corruption, too. Either way, it's disgusting.
And it's easy to give tickets for drugs, especially marijuana with the drug dogs and the fact that they can search your car, call it the drug dogs, and it scares people. They don't have to do things if they spend their time mostly catching drugs and they say, make claims like, we've cut drug use down 10% this year or whatever they say. They don't have to catch murderers, solve... have you ever gotten something stolen?
Yeah,
the police
do not
find it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Fill out a report.
And that's it. You'll never see your stuff. You have
if they do find it, it's been destroyed. You know, just essentially, if something's been stolen, the cops almost never find it and find it in the shape that it was previously. And if they do, it's essentially a fluke.
Well, you're right.
And if we had I'm sure that police join up to do police work. I'm sure that that's the reason they get involved.
Some of them do.
A lot of them, that they want to catch bad guys. They want to catch people that hurt people. They want to investigate and that kind of thing. And what they end up being is essentially drug enforcers and traffic cops.
Yeah, it needs to end. Quick email here from Jeff. He writes in the other, I think it's pronounced Jet. Anyway, Jet. He writes in, the other day you were talking about mushrooms being banned in the Netherlands, and you made comments to the effect that psilocybin is a poison. I just about fell out of my chair. Psilocybin is not a poison by any definition of the term.
Hear that.
I have claimed before that psilocybin is a poison.
Well, anything in quantity is liable to kill you. I don't know specifically. I know that many people attribute psilocybin to the... that some scientists attribute psilocybin to the evolution of man.
He says here that the definition for the word poison is a substance with an inherent property that tends to destroy life or impair health. Psilocybin does not meet this definition any more than water or oxygen does. In fact, here is the toxicity information on psilocybin and psilocin. This says the hallucinogenic psilocybin and psilocin found in mushrooms have low toxicity. Studies in mice showed that doses up to 200 milligrams of psilocybin per kilogram of body can be injected without lethal effects. That's a lot, by the way. That implies that an average human with body weight of 65 kilograms can be injected 13 grams of the psychoactive mushroom ingredient without experiencing any lethal effects. The most traditional measurement of toxicity of a drug is the therapeutic index, that is a ratio of the lethal dose to the effective dose. And then they go on comparing some of these toxicity indexes, which are kind of interesting. We'll give you those numbers here in a moment and talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Winkers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The single CAI toll-free line. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. You make it now. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there. We give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Send us $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal. We'll even take money orders. So the reason for this is to help us get on more radio stations and therefore spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to a few perks as well. To sweeten the pot a bit, you get the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing the email here about psilocybin. This is the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms, for those of you that are unawares and uninitiated. And I could have sworn that I read sometime in the past that it was a poison, but Jeff is telling me that it is not. In fact, Wikipedia backs him up. I had it open, and I must have closed it. It's actually related, apparently, to the tryptamine family.
Hmm.
So, sort of similar to what you get in Turkey, interestingly enough.
I thought it was tryptophan.
Tryptophan, that's what I mean. Anyway, the hallucinogenic psilocybin found in mushrooms have low toxicity. It says here that according to the Registry of Toxic Effects, the therapeutic index for psilocybin is 641. Now, in comparison to other substances, it's relatively non-toxic. For example, the therapeutic index for vitamin A is 9,637, higher being worse.
Hmm.
For LSD, it's 4,816, 199 for aspirin, and 21 for nicotine. Thus, psilocybin, ranking at 641, appears to have a relatively low toxicity.
So, nicotine is low on this. Was 21, you said?
Yeah, well, maybe it is. Maybe it is higher. Hang on a second. In addition, literature states that the oral intake of psilocybin appears to be the lowest risk out of all other drugs for both acute lethality and dependence. So if it's saying it's lower than the other drugs, then lower number must be better. Saying that nicotine is...
I was under the impression that nicotine was a poison and that you could die from eating it.
I don't know.
Anyway, it shows what we know about it.
What he claims.
Is nicotine itself... I don't know much about nicotine. That's one drug I don't know a lot about. Is nicotine itself toxic, or is it all the other chemicals and stuff put together in a cigarette that are really bad for you?
Well, there's a difference between toxicity and addictiveness.
And but cigarettes can kill you over time. But is it it's not going to kill you with a dose?
It's the dose.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, lung cancer kills you over time. Not the cigarettes themselves, and not everyone that smokes cigarettes gets lung cancer.
It's the dosage, and then how quickly your body expels that stuff. I mean, the people that get vomit and vomit and get sick from cigarettes, that's what they're reacting to, is the nicotine.
Psilocybin, according to Wikipedia, is a psychedelic alkaloid of the tryptamine family found in psilocybin mushrooms. It's considered mostly to be an entheogen and a tool to use to supplement various types of practices for transcendence, including meditation, psychonautics, and illicit psychedelic psychotherapy, whether self-administered or not. So, a little bit more correction there, and I appreciate that, because that's the way I tell you, I learn more things from doing this radio show than anything else. If I get on the air and spout off misinformation, there's always at least one email that comes in. And boy, with this Linux thing, it's been more than one email, hasn't it, Mark?
The Linux zombies.
They're not zombies. They love their operating system and are very passionate about it.
It's funny. They try to keep it down, simple for me. But, you know, even reading about computer stuff, I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
I like looking at my email and,
it's easy.
I use Word.
Yeah. So, in fact, some of the Linux emails that have been coming in, I don't know if they listened to last night's show before they wrote them, even though they've been coming in later today. I don't know if they've actually listened to us talking about it, because we haven't been mean to Linux. I've said that, people should try it if they're interested in trying it. In fact, I've been trying to.
You didn't properly advertise it. You said that it wasn't ready for prime time. And, people disagree and agree and that kind of thing.
Well, either there's some... So I think something might be wrong with my CD burner, because I burnt 4 copies of Linux today to try to give it a shot, as I promised I would. And not one of them was working correctly.
Hmm.
So I may end up just having to either try it on a different CD burner, or maybe just order a copy, because they say you can get a free one if you ask for it. So maybe I'll try that. But I promise you, I will give it a try one of these days. 800-259-9231. We do have a phone call from Zach in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you guys doing? It's been a while.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Zach?
I was just tuned in here in the last couple minutes, and I already thought of some stuff to talk about quick.
By all means.
About this whole giving the drugs to the kids. I mean, I'm going... If you guys remember, I'm going into law enforcement, and I just can't believe that this stuff is still going on, cops just busting down people's doors, and, I don't know if it's really good parenting or not, but that's just my opinion. I'd like to think there's other ways to teach your kids about drugs, but I don't know. The whole, I want to go into SWAT, and that's pretty much my whole thing.
You do?
I think,
that's
my career goal.
You won't be kicking in doors of terrorists. You know that, right?
Well, I'd rather kick in the door of a child molester or a murderer rather than some...
You're not going to be doing that, my friend.
It just doesn't happen. SWAT is used for vice crimes.
Yeah, and, I'm aware of that, but, maybe things will change someday, I'm an optimist.
Well, it's going to be tough on you, man. If you're anti-drug war and you're on the SWAT team, you're going to be instrumental in bringing a lot of pain into people's lives, and it's going to bother you. I'm just letting you know. I understand you've done a lot of work for it, and you've got to go on your path in life. But as far as this woman in
Indiana,
who gave out the drugs, she not only gave it to her daughter, which I'm not sure I'm against, but she also gave it out to 3 of her daughter's friends at a birthday party, and apparently there were some adults around too. And she got snitched out somehow. So she was incredibly dumb in the way that she did things, and she was providing, I may very well not want my kid to be taught about drugs, and I certainly don't want him to be taught about drugs by somebody else's parent who's passing around a joint to a bunch of 11-year-olds.
Well, as I said, it's your responsibility as a parent to vet the parents of the kids they're hanging around with.
The woman did something wrong, in my opinion.
Zach, why did you want to become a SWAT team member? Is it because you fantasized about stopping murderers and raiding their homes?
That's part of it. I guess that's why I started thinking about it. But, as I mature and go through my education and everything else, I don't just want to be a street cop. and mostly for the reasons why, you know, I don't care about the guy selling a bag of marijuana on the corner. I want to go for the big guys that are actually hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and that's why I've chosen, I'm going to go into the federal side of it. You know, I'm not just going to go work.
You're
going to
be a Fed?
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much where my career goals are now.
What and, kind of Fed?
I haven't really decided totally, but I'm looking at either Border Patrol or FBI right now.
Oh, my God. Well, Border Patrol, you probably won't be doing as much drug stuff, but
there's plenty of drug stuff going on down there.
If you're going to be doing SWAT, anything that has to do with SWAT is it's not going to be murderers and rapists.
So wait, I'm confused.
Just look at the news.
Wait a minute. If you want to go into the federal work, aren't you training to be a local SWAT member right now? What are you training
for? Actually, I'm going to college and just getting my bachelor's in law enforcement, and then I'll take it from there. But
That's tough, man, because like we're saying here,
yeah,
all of that
work.
Just
be informed when you're doing this that you're you're not going to be. SWAT is rarely used on crimes of violence, crimes against kids. It's almost entirely used on vice crimes, it may change to some extent. You know, maybe in 10 or 15 years, you'll see a larger portion of America where marijuana is legal, but. You know, these rules change slowly, and you're going to have to follow rules or you're going to be out on your keister.
Yeah, they're going to want you to be tough. They're going to want you to be violent. They're going to want you to be shouting, barking orders at people and pointing weapons. And you're going to be raiding the homes of people that in many cases have never harmed another person. You're going to see families being broken up. You're going to throw a flashbang into a house where children are at home. You're going to see houses. I mean, you're going to see all kinds of terrible things that you're going to be involved in. And that's... I mean, I hate to say this, dude, but you're going to be part of the problem.
Yeah.
And there's no way that you can fix the system from the inside in that way. At least driving around a squad car, you're by yourself and you can use your discretion as far as what you decide to do. But if you're with that team, then all eyes are going to be on you and they're going to be paying very close attention to whether or not you're doing it by the book. And in their case, by the book means ruining people's lives. Zach, I really suggest you check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And
talk to those guys.
Talk to them. Talk to the experts, the people that have been involved in exactly what you're trying to do. And maybe they could help you out and point you in the right direction or give you some things to chew on and think about more than we can here. And I would hope you do that. And if you do, please call us back at that time, Zach, and good luck with your decision. 1-800... Oh, wait, we're done. It's been Ian here with you. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.